Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of the Believe in Minnesota Football podcast hosted by me, Tony Liebert. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Tony Liebert and Instagram and TikTok at Tony_Liebert. For today's episode, the Gophers are now three-time Quicklane Bowl champions. They defeated the Bowling Green Eagles 30-24 in the 2024 Quicklane Bowl. And Darius Taylor is your game's MVP. PJ Fleck moves to 5-0 in bowl games as the Gophers head coach, and Minnesota now wins seven consecutive bowl games. So, we're going to break it all down. My takeaways from the game. A little bit of an overarching talk about bowl games in general. With PJ Fleck having so much success, it's something that gets talked about often. And especially in college football nowadays, bowl games in general have a lot of people have a lot of opinions. How much do they matter? All this stuff. So, right off the top, biggest takeaway from the game is that Darius Taylor is still Darius Taylor. The last time he played in a college football game, it was against Iowa on the road on October 21st. So a long time ago. And he came back better than ever. A career high 208 rushing yards on 35 attempts. One touchdown, 5.9 yards per carry. And he also added two receptions for 11 yards. So he was absolutely tremendous once again. Now, he has four career games that he started and finished. We all know week one, he only played like one snap, had one carry against Nebraska. Then the Eastern Michigan game, the North Carolina game, the Northwestern game. And then that Iowa game, he came out early. So those three games in the middle of the season. And now this one, he has four games that he started and finished. In those games, he has averaged 30.3 carries for 184.3 yards per game, and he has five total touchdowns. So he also has had a reception in every game and at least 11 receiving yards. He's had eight total receptions for some quick math here. That is 57 receiving yards, I believe. So, really just dynamic player. Talked about him enough early in the year, how special of a talent he is. I truly believe that he will be the top returning running back in the Big Ten next season. Kyle Manungai from Rutgers is pretty good. Donovan Edwards might return. I don't know. Nick Singleton and Catron Allen from Penn State are pretty good. But Darius Taylor is another level, in my opinion. He's going to get the workload, and he's next in line. as we all know, to be the next Gopher great at the running back position. I think this game showed how important and valuable it was for the Gophers and PJ Fleck to get him to return in 2024. He will be a building block of this team for 2024 and hopefully 2025 in his true junior season. Just tremendous athlete. He was playing in front of his home crowd in Michigan. He said he had over 100 family members in attendance there. I love the picture of him on the podium wearing the shades and the DT chain. He's got the aura. He's got the skills. He's the full package. And this team and this program, football's a player sport, I believe. College football maybe might be a little more of a coach's sport, but players take you where you want to go, and the Gophers are going to need to get on Darius Taylor's back, and he's going to take them as far as they need to go next season. But when you say that, the interesting thing is PJ Fleck loves to give his running backs way too many carries, in my opinion. I thought it was a little bold of him to get 35 carries in his first football game in 2.5 months. Especially when he missed 7 games due to injury. I thought that was just an odd strategy. Obviously, you only have one other scholarship running back on your roster. But Cole Kramer and Jordan Newman had 6 combined carries. Those are two guys that can run the ball a little bit more. I would have liked to see maybe Darius Taylor at 25 instead of 35. But nevertheless, that's just nitpicking. If you follow me on Twitter, I feel like I was a little too hard on the Gophers for some reason. I just woke up in a weird mood today. But wonderful performance. Gets you excited for 2024. As for the other players on the team, anyone watching the game, the clear second biggest storyline was Cole Kramer and his future wife. I thought it was incredibly obnoxious. Might have been more obnoxious than any Taylor Swift cameo I've seen in an NFL game this year. That announcer had an uncomfortable fascination with Cole Kramer's wife, in my opinion. Cool storyline to mention at the start of the game. Maybe mention it one other time, but he mentioned it about 70,000 times, and I thought it was a little much. But nevertheless, Holt Kramer had quite the interesting game, 8 of 16 for 26 yards, 2 touchdowns, and one pick. Did what he needed to do. I don't, if you had high expectations for him, that would have been a little weird. Really odd situation having a guy make his only career start in the bowl game, but cool situation, something that he's going to be able to tell his grandkids about, and glad it worked out for all parties involved. As for the other things that make an impact on this team in the future, on the offense, in the receiving room, very interesting performance from that position group. Brevin Spanford obviously didn't play. Chris Hoppenbell didn't play. Tyler Newbin didn't play. A lot of those stars, longtime seniors, did not play. But Elijah Spencer, he had 2 catches, 5 yards, and a touchdown, his 3rd touchdown of the season. Earlier this week, he announced that he is returning in 2024 with Dinkytown Athletes. So he could have a much expanded role next season, so that's an interesting one to look out for there. Cole Kramer's not a player he's obviously going to have any chemistry with because Kramer's not going to be there, but great to see him get involved. And Jameson Gears, as Cole Kramer only had 26 passing yards. He did have 2 touchdowns, one of the weirdest stat lines ever. But Jameson Gears had his, I believe, 3rd and 4th career catch. One of them went for a touchdown. So he could have an expanded role with Brevin Spanford out the door next season. So that was good to see. I thought the offensive line played well at times, struggled at times. Kind of the same story all season. Will be interesting to watch that position group next year to see what they do at center. That'll certainly be an offseason storyline. As for the defensive side of the ball, they dealt with the most opt-outs by far, especially in the back end. Darius Green and Tyler Newbin not playing. Therefore, true freshman Kerry Brown thrusted into his first start of his career. Redshirt freshman Coleman Bryson thrusted into another bowl game start after last year, getting the Pinstripe Bowl MVP, defensive MVP. They both kind of had up and down games. They let up. It looked like Justin Wally got burnt at start of the game. I think he simply just was not used to not having Tyler Newbin back there, in my opinion. So that's obviously something they got to work through, but not any long-term issue, but they looked like young players, which is kind of expected, and Bowling Green would be a very poorly ran program if they didn't take advantage of that, but there were still some impressive performances from young players. Tyler Stolsky, true freshman, preferred walk-on, second career start at the linebacker position, had 6 total tackles and 1 sack. He played well. Coleman Bryson and Kerry Brown did have 5 total tackles each. And the defensive line played well. Ja Joyner had one of his better games of the season. He had 2 sacks. Adding to his season total, he looked very impressive. The defensive line is something that will be interesting to look at going into next season, specifically the edge position with Joyner, Strigoud, Logan Redding, Anthony Smith all coming back, and Quindario Lee also committing to the program. But overall, solid performance. It really encapsulated the whole season. A 6-point win over Bowling Green is nothing to write home about. There were some odd decisions. I got a little fixated on the first touchdown and point after attempt, deciding to run a speed option with Dragon Kesich. Really made no sense to me. I'm not a big fan of faking punts, faking kicks. If you want to go for it, just go for it with your offense. I understand it's a bowl game, but bowl game's meant to improve. You're not improving anything.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details.
Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Doing that. I in years past, giving it to Daniel Falele when it's third and goal on the one-inch line, a little better strategy. I just thought it was odd strategy in that position. You can give, I guess, Dragan Kesic a little more props for his good season in different areas if that's what you wanted to do. I just thought it was odd, in my opinion. But again, very minute play that those are things that I get bothered by too much. That PJ Fleck wasting his three timeouts before the 9-minute mark in the second quarter. That's another thing that I just don't know how you do that. That's just poor coaching in every sense of the word. That's just not putting your team in position to succeed. You're running your freshman running back into the ground. You're wasting your timeouts. You're going for weird 2-point conversions. Just an oddly coached bowl game, in my opinion. It was kind of the whole PJ Fleck experience. It was the whole 2023 Gophers experience. There are, like, Darius Taylor's one positive you can take from this game. But I honestly, after that, I don't really know what else there is. You covered against Bowling Green. You beat them. If you lost to them, I would have been like, okay, this isn't good. But kind of going into my other conversation, like, what's the point of bowl games now? I'm a believer that I think bowl games still hold a valuable place in college football. I believe there's nothing wrong with having 41 bowl games, having a 5-7 Minnesota team play in a bowl game. People are dramatic and they're like, this is the end of the world, participation trophy, blah, blah, blah. But it gives players an extra game to play. Like, what else are they going to be doing? And everyone talks about the practices you get, the bowl prep, all that stuff. It's just like you had 3 weeks to prep for this game, and that was the best game plan you could have. It just made real not much sense to me. I almost left with more questions than I entered. But players like Tyler Stolsky, Harry Brown, Coleman Bryson, they all get some increased playing time. But I don't know how much any of those guys are going to play next year, so I don't really know how much that benefits you. Tyler Stolsky at best would be linebacker 4 next year. Coleman Bryson is going to be in a battle with Coy Parrish and Kerry Brown and Aiden Goosby for the second safety spot alongside Darius Green. So you get those guys a little more developmental time, which helps. They get live game reps. But I just don't know how much this is something that I've been trying to work through, is how much the result of this game matters. People are going to talk about how PJ Fleck undefeated in bowl games, and I just don't see how that really matters. This win didn't get you, like, as a program, if you're a good coach, you don't get complacent, and you're always looking to build towards something. You're always looking to improve as a program. You've shown you can win meaningless bowl games. I say meaningless with quotes. That's what people call them. I don't see them as meaningless. You've shown that you can win the Quick Lane Bowl. You've shown you can win the Pinstripe Bowl, win the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Can you get back to a bowl game later this week, like the Music City Bowl, like the Outback Bowl? That's now, I think, the ReliaQuest Bowl, maybe. But can you get to a game against a non-MAC team? I think it was important for the Gophers to beat Bowling Green because a loss would have really hurt the image of this season and this program, in my opinion. But it just it's weird watching a bowl game in 2023 because you're watching that and you're like, why should I be invested in this? Well, the reason I love college football is it feels like all the games matter in the regular season. You're like, this, like, don't know what a bowl game gets you. And that's kind of the whole point, is it's supposed to be a celebration of the season. And it's kind of like its whole own season, almost. I personally don't think a bowl should count to your all-time record because it's way different prep, especially now with all the players opting out and everything. Because the PJ Fleck defenders are going to count his bowl games into his resume, so to speak. And I just don't know how valuable that is because the fact that this game 5 years from now counts as much as beating Iowa on the road or Auburn in the Outback Bowl or Wisconsin on the road, it just doesn't make much sense to me. But it's kind of like a week one non-conference game versus Western Illinois. That's what this game was. But you get a trophy. You get people tweeting how you're 5-0 in bowl games, how you're the bowl game whisperer, something that I think PJ Fleck thoroughly enjoys. It's just, I think this entire game at this point, a few hours after the game, really just encapsulates where the program is. They can beat teams they're supposed to beat sometimes, not all the time. Like, they'll lose to Bowling Green sometimes, but, and people are going to celebrate and they're going to be like, oh, that was fun. It was fun. It was an enjoying game to watch. There was a lot of stuff going on. But, like, this team still has all of the issues they had when they lost to Wisconsin. This team still would have lost to Wisconsin. Obviously, you're without Tyler Newman, Brevin Spanford, Chris Ottman-Bell, Maverick Baranowski, all the injuries you had, you still had in this game. But it's just you're always looking to improve as a person, as a program, all this stuff. I just don't know how much they improved in this game. I don't know what this game accomplished. I'm kind of rambling saying that. It just, after this game, I think to myself, what did that mean? If they win a Big Ten game, it just seems so much more valuable. And the fact that you had a quarterback that's leaving the program probably tomorrow, the fact that you, Tyler Newbin, Brevin Spanford, Chris Ottman-Bell are all preparing for the NFL draft tomorrow, made this game odd. I just left the game a very odd feeling. And I think watching a 5-7 team play a 7-5 MAC team in Detroit will tend to do that to a man. And I just don't know what my reaction's supposed to be. If I tweeted out these thoughts, people would have a thought of why I'm reacting like this, why I'm saying that this game really didn't mean much. But people were saying, oh, it doesn't mean anything. Go for two and have your punter or your kicker run around on two-point conversions. Well, if it doesn't mean anything, why is your running back having 35 carries? It seemed like the Gophers were contradicting themselves the whole game. And then I don't know. I got too invested in the Quick Lane Bowl. And I'm letting it bother me too much. I don't think it really means a whole lot for the program, negative or bad, at the end of the day. And they just kind of moved to the offseason. Because if they didn't play in this game, it really wouldn't have changed much. But now PJ Fleck can say he's been in a bowl game 3 straight years, 5-0, all this stuff. But I just don't know how important that is nowadays. So I'm leaving with a weird taste in my mouth. It was an interesting game. I think there's still a lot of issues when it comes to play calling. You can't judge them too much when you have your backup quarterback that's clearly getting married in 40 days that they told us 100 times. But you have to judge a little bit because they're getting paid to coach, and now the players are getting paid to play too. So people yell at me if I have an opinion that they're running a two-point conversion, like rinky-dink football. It just, it kind of just seemed like it was all over the place. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. In sports, a team takes the identity of their head coach so much, in my opinion. And I feel like PJ Fleck's all over the place right now. Having no defensive coordinator, Danny Collins calling the plays, a safeties coach, that was cool. It just seems like everything's all over the place. Maybe I'm all over the place, but it seemed like a weird game. I could go on for hours about why this game befuddled me and confused me, but it was an interesting game. The Gophers are now 3-time Quickland Bowl champs, and we look ahead to 2024. As always, I appreciate you for listening. Hopefully we have a Gophers new defensive coordinator news to break down in the coming weeks, but it's now the off season officially, so episodes will become less and less. I'll try to get some interviews on here, but appreciate you guys listening. Row the boat, Sky Uma, and go Gophers.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Sean LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.